Hey everyone, Ron Giesek here from Box Number 7. I know it's been a while, and it has. It's probably been about a month since I put anything up here, but it is not without a legitimate excuse. But we're headed into 2025. As a matter of fact, it's already begun, and I figure I would kick that thing off by covering a little bit of introspection and then some events that have helped magnify that as well. And let's go. You know, every single family, no matter what, no matter who they are, they have their own versions of some one-off black sheep, radioactive isotope. They have their own schisms and divisions. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter where you think you came from. And it certainly doesn't matter your socioeconomic status. Every single attempt at familial cohesion has its share of problems. Now, I've been operating on a theory that media-centric and high-visibility families like the Kardashians and so forth, and those type of relationships are what have been referred to in the political world as stray voltage. You know, those words, things that get in the way of us being able to take the lightning rods of life and ultimately discharge our attention between our own relationships that don't have any public visibility and waste our time, venting our spleens about people that don't care about us at all. Now, since I'm the musical sort, I will cite as a prime example one of the more ultimate amalgamations of stoicism, stubbornness, and ultimate regret. Maybe this is a bit obscure. Maybe I'm reaching way outside the box here, but I'd like to use as a primary example the Fab Four from Liverpool, otherwise known as the Beatles. Now, despite their impact on the music scene and their cultural impact of the entire world, the Beatles were only together for 9 years before the air in the room became too thick and they were unable to stand each other and ultimately decided to split the sheets. Now, this podcast isn't a commentary on whether or not you listen to the Beatles or like the Beatles or in any way would have ever held out for a reunion for a group that you may not even care about. Many people do. They are a deep source of fascination in my own life. But in terms of high visibility breakups, this was one where a family, if you want to call it that, fell apart and the fans, in effect their children, lived in the despair of the fact that their family was breaking up. Now, all kinds of slander and derision, malevolencies, and innuendos went back and forth between them over the years, and quite frankly, you can blame Yoko Ono, but we'll just leave that for another day. But the back and forth between them just was sometimes a fever pitch, and then it died off. Well, then, one day, in 1980, a lone assassin walked up to John Lennon with a pistol and sent him to his final destination. It would take a while, but the tinge, the aroma, the patina of irretractable regret began to seep into the dialogue of the remaining three members, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, and Paul McCartney. Now, attempts were made to put lightning back in the bottle in various incarnations, combinations, and collaborations, but they, for some reason, never able to call themselves the Beatles one more time because one of the most mercurial and bright-burning members of the group was no longer available. And might I add, forever. Now, come forward a few years to my own era, Generation X. In 1978, the world of guitar was set on its ear by a young Danish kid named Edward Van Halen. who picked up an electric guitar and did things that scared the living daylights out of anyone who called themselves a well-rounded blues guitarist. Say what you will about their party life, their general musical worldview, and the occasional chaos they brought to hotel rooms in small towns all throughout America, a birth of a fan base was irrepressible. Then, 6 years later, this band of super achieving at the height of their absolute zenith of success, literally creating their own niche in rock and roll history, broke up with their lead singer. They carried on with another prodigious vocalist, Sammy Hagar, and while the music they made was equally remarkable, I guess, technical and memorable, it was like a bitter remarriage after a divorce in the eyes of their original fan base. These guys had many, many years, actual decades, to attempt to reconcile. And for a couple of one-off shows aside, here and there, they managed to pull it off. But then bitterness set in more, with more innuendo, slander, backbiting, and just general contempt and conflicting recollections over disputes. It would ultimately keep them apart. Ultimately, the same thing would happen with Michael Anthony, the bass player, who would be ejected from the band, leaving Edward Van Halen and his brother as founding members and having to backfill the membership from there and carry on under the band's name. But it would never be the same. And while there was talk of reunions, restorations, and possible forgiveness between parties, it never happened. Then the biggest news in rock and roll decades hit a couple of years ago. Eddie Van Halen died of cancer and instantly silenced the warhorse groanings of a guitar that will never be replicated as long as the world stands. Suddenly, the desire for reconciliation began to creep into the dialogue of the remaining living members. I wish I would have. I should have. I wish we could. You get it. So the reason why I talk about any of this is because as this is being recorded, it will have been just a couple of weeks since I lost my aunt, my mother, and now a week and a half since I lost one of my best friends, musical compadres, and musical soul brothers of over 35 years. And I can tell you that in this context, there are people that wish they had talked to my mother. There are people that wish they had spoken with my aunt. And I'm sure that my friend, who had an amazingly giant influence on everyone around him, probably his death has invoked maybe, possibly, retroactive regret in those that maybe never ultimately buried a hatchet over some issue, stupid or otherwise. So I just want to say that in light of losing three people who were all important to me in my life within a 13-day period, that the little stuff doesn't matter. That as we head into 2025, and you have some bitter, petty dispute with someone who was at one time important to you, someone you possibly would have lived for, died for, cared for, possibly grew up with in your life, there's no excuse. Really, at the end of the day, if they were to step off this mortal coil tomorrow, for you not to step into the fray and do something about it now. All we have right now is now. We weren't guaranteed yesterday. We're definitely not guaranteed tomorrow. And we're not even guaranteed the very next breath that we're going to take, but we are existing in the now. And now is all we have. And while sitting amongst our own solitude and in the recesses of our own mind, it's possibly a wise thing to sit back and look and see what has divided you from someone else. Was it your fault? Maybe. Was it their fault? Maybe. Is it possible to not care who started it? Possibly. 100 years from now, we're all going to be gone. Reach out. Fix those relationships. Build those bridges back. I don't know what else to say about that, but that's really the only thing on my mind as the new year has come along and given me a bittersweet Christmas as well, as I spent Christmas with the loss of all three supremely important people that I loved very dearly in my life. Never had a Christmas quite like that. Never had a New Year's quite like this. But I am looking forward to getting back on track here with the podcast and starting to talk about things. Some of them theological, somewhat socioeconomic, and also literary. Coming up soon on my show, before we go here today, my next podcast will, I'm hoping, to be on the accidental theological framework of Mary Shelley when she wrote the novel Frankenstein. A beautifully written novel, but also, in my opinion, a novel which accidentally smacks in to the same metaphysical framework that she may have been attempting to avoid. I'll get into that soon. See you again soon. And this is Ron at Box Number 7.